relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story. Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news. Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Do you know how good the economy is, my friends? Andrew Yang may not be president, but CNN has just hired him. Welcome to America First. I thought the guy was, like, super rich. Isn't Andrew Yang the guy that was going to give us all piles of cash if we voted for him? I guess being a commentator on CNN is important to him. That's a sad indictment of Andrew Yang. Andrew, why did you do that? You were quite entertaining. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available 24/7 at our website, sebgorka.com. And don't forget, we post all 3 hours of the show on Instagram TV on my account, Sebastian_Gorka. What's real news? We have, I think I gave Mr. Jihad Day today. I asked him to produce 13 audio cuts. Hey, Jeff, are you on the mic there? Have you got headphones on?
Yeah, I'm good.
Is this a lot of audio cuts for you?
Not too bad.
You used to work for somebody else. How many audio cuts did she give you in a day?
50 or 60, and it was never enough.
This must be the best job you've ever had. Just 13 cuts.
Much easier than before.
And that person, how many did she use out of your 50 cuts?
8 or 10, but she didn't like them.
And then she'd throw something at you, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Welcome to America First, where the boss is super nice. And Mr. G gets me my cuts. What was it? I think it was 60 seconds before the show aired. That's perfect. That's how we like it. Leroy, is that good enough for you, 60 seconds? You're getting a little bit excited there, weren't you?
I'm okay.
Ooh, get that man an Oscar. That man should get a Golden Globe, a BAFTA, and an Oscar for that performance. Where are my cuts? Was his screaming down the hall just a few minutes ago. Where's my
audio? There weren't any there.
Don't you trust Mr. G? Don't you trust Mr. G?
Just, you know, communicating like the professionals should.
We've been doing this for, what, 13 and a half months now? It's chill.
Yeah?
It's okay.
Okay.
Have you ever started the show without Mr. G's audio cuts?
Chilled, yes. He's true.
Hey, are we going to CPAC next week? We are, right?
Thursday and Friday.
Yeah. I forgot to mention, guys, you have got to join us. We are going to be on Radio Row at the biggest conservative jamboree in D.C., run by the great Matt Schlapp. And guess who's not coming? Guess who has been disinvited? Yes, indeed. Mittens Mitt Romney, Pierre Delecto, the most rhino of all rhinos, is not coming to CPAC. And it's going to be all the better for it. We have a packed show for you today. We have Mr. Superman, Dean Cain, joining us. We have Bill Whittle with his brand new amazing podcast on the Cold War, Joe DeGenoa, with the latest updates on what really is going on in the swamp with the pardons, with the trial, the cases, the sentencing. Tomorrow, Roger Stone. There's no mistrial announcement. Apparently, there will be the final sentencing court hearing tomorrow for Roger Stone. Mike Flynn is waiting indefinite postponement of his sentencing hearing in his trial. With regards to DOJ, this is very interesting. I'm just going to read this to you guys because this is hot off the press. William Davis, the Daily Caller. DOJ taps U.S. attorney to oversee matters that, quote, potentially relate to Ukraine. Every time you worry, every time you lose a little bit of faith, something exciting like this happens. The Department of Justice has tapped U.S. attorney for the Western District of Pennsylvania. Always go outside the swamp. Scott Brady and U.S. attorney Richard Donahue for the Eastern District of New York to oversee matters that could, quote, potentially relate to matters involving Ukraine. The DOJ made the announcement Tuesday in a sternly worded letter sent to House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, a staunch critic of Attorney General Bill Barr. Oh, who, by the way, they now want to impeach. At the end of the day, who are they not going to want to impeach is my question. Here's the letter, or a little snippet. As you know, the department typically does not provide information relating to ongoing matters, Assistant Attorney General Boyd wrote. However, the department is aware of news reports and public comments from members of Congress that have significantly distorted the public's understanding of the department's handling of such cases. I wonder who he's talking about. Is he talking about the Democrats? Is he talking about Nadler and Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer? I think it's quite clear. The letter goes on to discuss what they are doing, how it separates from what Rudy Giuliani, the mayor's lawyer, is doing. But the bottom line is this. Stay tuned. Barr's people are on the case. Can you say, where's Hunter Biden? If they're looking into Ukraine, that is going to be where they're going to start looking. Let's talk about pardons. Let's talk about the commutations. We've seen video of the former governor Blagojevich returning home, all ashen-haired, white-haired, lost his dark mane. He is now home thanks to the president's commutation. Also, congratulations to Bernie Kerik. The House Democrats wish to impeach A.G. Barr because of his collusion with the president in terms of what happened yesterday. Their insanity is really strange because it's out of context with, I don't know, recent history, perhaps. Let's have a look at the individuals who Bill Clinton pardoned. Do you remember this? Wasn't too long ago. There's a group called Fuerzas Armadas de Liberación Nacional, the FALN, which are terrorists. Puerto Rican terrorists. Bill Clinton, while he was president, pardoned Edwin Cortez, FALN terrorist, sentenced to 35 years in prison. Ricardo Jimenez, sentenced to 90 years in prison. Ida Luz Rodriguez, sentenced to 75 years in prison. Carmen Valentin, sentenced to 90 years in prison. And Juan Enrique Segarra Palma, sentenced to 55 years in prison. That's just a fraction of the terrorists Bill Clinton pardoned. Not people who are involved in white-collar crime. Not people who are involved in a crime that has no physical victims. But real terrorists. In addition to those individuals that I think the mainstream media seem not to have much of a problem with, I'll just mention three more that You may have forgotten, but I know the mainstream lying media either forgot or never covered Harvey Weinig, a former Manhattan lawyer who helped to launder $19 million for the Colombian Cali cartel, the narco-terrorists of Colombia. Mel Reynolds, former congressman who had been convicted of sexual assault of a child and solicitation of child pornography, pardoned by Bill Clinton. And then, how about this one? Kind of deep-sixed into the memory hole of the mainstream media. Pardoned by Bill Clinton. Roger Clinton, who was serving drugs charges, DUI, and also got his brother to spring him. This is why the left has no standards, not a leg to stand on when they criticize the President of the United States for fully being in his power. And I can't think yesterday, were there any terrorists who were pardoned by President Donald J. Trump? Not one. I am Sebastian Gorka giving you the truth here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial. Stay with us. Next up, Dean Cain, Bill Whittle, Joe DiGenoa, Jennifer Horn, and you, my friends, on 833-334-6752.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I'm a bit worried. Are we using the wrong intro music? It's the Man of Steel. It's Superman. But in his Twitter handle, under the bio, it says, former Buffalo Bill. He's a father, a filmmaker. He's into freedom and family. And I love this line. This is fabulous because this is so rare. He says, would never tweet anything I wouldn't say to your face. That's the way it should be. Welcome to America First, our very good buddy. He is, of course, the man, the myth, the legend, Dean Cain. Dean, welcome aboard.
Thank you, sir. More myth, really, than anything.
Myth? I like that. Okay, I can run with that. In the kind of twilight zone between myth and legend, how about that?
Fair enough. I'll take it.
Okay, can I talk about another actor first? Can I be really rude to Dean Cain?
Of course you can.
Okay, are you excited? I just want to know, are you excited that James Woods is back on Twitter?
Let me tell you, I celebrated that day because James Woods has some of the funniest retorts and comebacks and just an absolutely biting sense of humor, and it's wonderful to see that on Twitter because I think it's necessary to balance out some of the madness that goes on there.
It was sad the day he said, I've had enough, they've suspended me, I'm not coming back, which is last year, not too long ago, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, and then just last week he came back and wow. And at the same time, I found his show, Shark. If you haven't seen Shark, watch it. It's on Hulu. He plays this killer lawyer who becomes a prosecutor, and it is a fabulous show. But let's talk about you, Dean Cain. Dean Cain, is it true that you and a fellow thesp are coming to the swamp to reprise a recent role in the theater?
Yes, we are. We are going to wade through the swamp, and at CPAC, we are going to reprise our play, FBI Lovebirds Undercovers, which is the verbatim text and congressional testimony of one Peter Strzok and the woman with whom he was having an affair, Miss Lisa Page.
As married individuals having an affair with each other. Little footnote there.
Yeah, we're having exactly. And then, of course, all the text messages that they were exchanging with one another on their work phones, which, of course, it's For people dealing with national security and counterintelligence and things like this at the highest levels, you'd think they wouldn't do that.
It's remarkable. It's a real sign of professionalism when you are the head of counterintelligence for the FBI and you're using your government phone to text the person you are having an affair with while you're married and she's married. How many texts were there? There were tens of thousands, weren't there, Dean?
Yeah, it's tens of thousands. We've actually shortened the play from what we originally did because, you know, CPAC isn't exactly a place where you go and do plays. So we shortened it down a little bit. We want to make it fast and funny, hit the high notes because there are so many things. It's just so interesting when you hear the actual, you know, we've all been teenagers, and we've all, well, most of us have. You were always 9'7" and a grown man, but most of us were teenagers at one time. And I look at these texts, and they sound like the texts of, like, junior high school, middle school kids, or high school kids in love, or having an affair, whatever they're doing. But even the way they talk to each other and the things they do, it's just, you don't expect that these would be people at the highest levels of government, and especially the things they're saying about the then president, presidential candidate Donald Trump, and then president-elect. And they're very specific.
Not just the president and president-elect, but also anybody who voted for him. There's that delightful text from Mr. Stroke where he says, I was in a Walmart in wherever it was, West Virginia or Tennessee, and I could...
It was in Virginia.
I could smell the Trump voters. What a delightful man he must be. And did you see that recent tweet from Lisa Page?
I did.
Holding a glass of wine. What did her shirt say? Nasty woman or something childish like that.
And yeah, I forget exactly what it was, something to that effect.
And she was saying cheers or congratulations to Andy McCabe last Friday because the DOJ wasn't going to prosecute him. That's the kind of mature attitude you'd expect from a DOJ lawyer, right, Dean Cain?
Yeah, that's certainly not the nonpartisan professionalism that I would expect or hope for. But you know, once you read these texts and and you listen to their congressional testimony, I know they were found not to have. There's nothing that was clearly, you know, affecting their behavior, the way they treated things.
Yeah, right.
I find that incredibly hard to believe.
Yeah.
But where there's smoke, there's usually fire, and it shows the bias that they had, and it's crazy. You know, it would have been better if she had just stayed quiet and sort of just, you know.
No, I think the more she talks, the better. I think John Durham is paying attention to everything she's saying. So the play is FBI Lovebirds Undercovers. It's the Stroke and Page text that you are performing at CPAC next week with Christy Swanson. We love Christy Swanson. Follow her as well. Dean Cain, Real Dean Cain on Twitter, and Christy Swanson XO on Twitter. And this really is a play that's just made up of their text to each other, correct, Dean?
Their text and their congressional
testimony.
Not a word that we say is fabricated. So I like to say that I'm playing Peter Strzok as written by Peter Strzok.
Now, are you a method actor? Do you really get into your parts? And if so, I need to ask you, after you perform this play, which I know you performed here last year in D.C., do you have like a bleach shower? What do you do? Do you wash your eyeballs with bleach? What do you do after you play these people who really hate 63 million Americans?
I take a long, cold shower and I just cry.
Wow.
No, I'm certainly not a method actor, but I understand people, you know, you can substitute anything you want in there, but it really does feel like they are pointing the finger at the 63 million and I could smell the Trump support. I mean, you know exactly what he's saying, and there's no way to sugarcoat it. These guys are very elitist. They think that they knew better, and I believe that what they were doing was trying to subvert the will of 63 million Americans and do what they could to unseat a duly elected president.
Correct. Absolutely. Absolutely. He's Dean Cain. You know him. He may be former Buffalo Bill, but for many, many people, millions, he will be forever the Superman from Lois and Clark. And now he's a corrupt FBI agent. Follow him right now at Real Dean Cain. He'll be with us for one more segment. And in the meantime, if you want to look as handsome as he is, it's tough. It's really tough. But you've got to get a good night's sleep. How do you do that? Do what I do. Do what the president does. sleep on one of Mike Lindell's incredible premium MyPillows. He's only sold 45 million of them. They are that good. And if you use my name when you check out, you'll get the biggest discount Mike has ever offered anybody on TV or radio. Do it now. And it applies to all his products, the mattress toppers, the pet beds, the dream sheets, the body. I love the body pillows, the travel pillows. Do it now. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468 or mypillow.com. But you've got to use that super secret TSSCI code. It's Gorka, G-O-R-K-A. I am Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, and we are back with the great mythical legend who is Dean Cain. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the battle for 1600.
Russia? Ukraine? Impeachment? What the hell was that all about?
Still trying to work it out every single day, pushing back on the liars, the propagandists, the prevaricators. That's our mission here, because we are in a war for the soul of our nation. And one person who's on the front line, despite working in an industry that really doesn't facilitate that or hasn't for some time, is our good buddy, Real Dean Cain on Twitter. He is, of course, the man who played Superman and so many other things. And if you want to get serious, one of his recent films was Gosnell, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer, in which he played the detective, Detective James Woody Wood, that was on the case of that horrific, horrific mass murderer. Dean, welcome back. I mentioned who you are and the stance you take. I think it's, let me go and check. Yeah, it's the pinned tweet at the top of your Twitter feed, A Real Dean Cain. And it's a beautiful tweet that's been liked more than 40,000 times. It's you with your son praying at the spot where our Lord Jesus was baptized by his cousin John the Baptist. You don't bang people over the head about it. You're not doctrinaire, but anybody who knows you or follows you for just a couple of days knows that you're a man of faith and knows that you're a conservative. You believe in the founding principles of our republic. What is it like? I always ask people who work in media in Hollywood, what is it like to have that identity on a day-to-day basis? What has it resulted in for Dean Cain, the actor, and Dean Cain, the man?
You know, I think, well, for me, it's real simple because I know the things that I believe in and why I believe in them. I'm not going to try to make other people believe what I believe, but I will explain why I believe what I believe, and I won't be bashful about it. But, you know, for any, you know, have that pinned tweet up there, you know, that's in the country of Jordan, and yes, there's a thing that I quote, a baptismsite.com, which talks about that being the baptism site of Jesus Christ. And for my son and I, a very good friend of mine is one of the princes of Jordan, and I went to college with him, and
oh, wow,
he does control these sites and things. So we got to go down there in the place with him and spend a little time. You don't normally get to go down there, and that was pretty amazing for my son and I. I raised him Christian. He went to a Christian high school, and his values are very strong. His faith is very strong, and I don't talk about that over, you know, I don't beat anybody over the head with it, but, you know, it's seen as a negative thing. I mean, you look at someone like Chris Pratt, and Chris Pratt, you know, they go after him for his belief in God and his and his strong Judeo-Christian values, and it's a weird thing. And no, look, none of us are perfect. He's on his second marriage. You know, I had a child out of wedlock, things like that. But we're respectful and try to be moral human beings, and I have no problem putting that out there. At the same time, I have no problem with gay marriage and equality and things of that nature at all. I'm completely for it and always have been. So people are like, how do you square that with your faith and things like that? And it's like, I don't think that's something that they need to know about or touch on. But it's seen, if you talk about faith, a lot of the time, it's seen as a negative thing, which is really odd because I come from a football background.
Yes.
And so many of the players that I played with were extremely Christian. And that's a big part of their upbringing. So I find that odd that's seen as a negative thing, and I don't think that's a good thing. I don't think it should be seen as a negative thing. It should be seen as morals and values that someone should be respected for it and left alone with it. But it shouldn't be seen as a negative thing. For some reason, it is in this industry, and that's just an odd thing.
Look, we only have a minute with you. We know the end of the story. We've won. We're saved. I want to ask you in 60 seconds, Dean Cain, are we winning here on Earth? If you look at what Dave Chappelle, Ricky Gervais, the pushback, do you think in the culture war the good guys are in ascendance, or is there still a lot of work to do?
Oh, I think there's still a lot of work to do. But you named two of the guys that I thought were so funny and just hit it right in the head, Dave Chappelle and Ricky Gervais. Their scathing takedowns of this PC culture, this uber outrage culture was amazing. And it's brave for men like that to stand up and say that, men, women, whatever, for people to stand up and say that, I think it's amazing. You're pushing back. You are actually, these are the people who are the true rebels of today. Today, you know, it's much more acceptable to go, oh my gosh, jump on the bandwagon with a 17-year-old girl from Sweden who, you know, yeah, who's up for the Nobel Peace Prize.
It's not brave to bash the president or to say that Trump voters in Walmart smell a certain way. That's not brave. That's being part of the mindless hive. We've been talking to my buddy Dean Cain. You see him on Fox News. You see him hosting Fox and Friends. And if you're at CPAC next week, you'll see him performing FBI Lovebirds Undercovers. Keep doing what you do. Follow this man at Real Dean Cain. We're going to take your calls next here on America First, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But first, how healthy are you? Are you healthy enough? Would you say you are perfectly healthy? Come on. It's Dr. G. You can be honest with me. If you're not, if you think you could do a little bit better, do what I do. Take Balance of Nature. What Dr. Douglas Howard has created is literally health in your hands. 6 little tablets. I just took mine before the show. 3 little red ones for fruit. 3 little green ones for vegetables. And when I do that, I am taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. It is remarkable. You'll feel better. You will be healthier. And you get a free health coach at the end of a phone line. If you order now and use my name, you'll get 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com, 800-246-8751. That number, 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. But you've got to use the special code GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. Back with your calls, 833-334-6752.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in his own words.
An incredible film. We had the director in studio yesterday for 2 segments. If you're a conservative, you need to see this film. I love documentaries, and this is one of the best I have ever seen, if not the best, and I learned from it. I had no idea that Justice Clarence Thomas had joined a seminary as a young man, age 16, then lost his faith, become a left-wing radical, found God again, and then was nominated to the highest court in the land until the Democrats tried to stop him. And of course, who tried to stop him? Who was the chairman of the committee who wanted to block a black conservative? Joe Biden. See the truth, incredible access, an interview with the Associate Justice himself.
go to JusticeThomasMovie.com. That's JusticeThomasMovie.com for theaters, tickets, and also to find out if you can have a private showing for yourselves. It's already in 94 theaters across the country, which is incredible for a documentary. That's JusticeThomasMovie.com. We're going to take your calls in a moment. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Our Patriot Mobile text line that you people love. And I take the time. If I can't do it during the show, I take the phone home. I do it at home every night, and I keep make sure that I'm up to date, and I respond to your text personally. We may have 2 million listeners, but that's how important you are. The text line number is 703-869-1262. That's 703-869-1262. But first, thanks to Mr. G, to Jeff, I have a little bit of an audio cut to share with you that is the next installment of the rolling story of me and Rush Limbaugh. So you know that Pete Buttigieg is annoyed at us because we have values and our values don't gel with Pete Buttigieg's. And he thinks he gets to lecture us. And so we have come up in an interview with the failed mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and now the latest from the greatest, Rush Limbaugh himself, Cut 14.
So I mentioned that Mayor Pete is gay, and bam, that's all it took. And here, Limbaugh, racist, bigot, sexist, homophobe, decades and decades of negative comments, besmirching comments. It just flows out of their mouth and across their lips like water. Hell, the president even called me about this. The president checks in every now and then to see how I'm doing. He's such a nice guy. And he said, Rush, I just got to tell you something. Never apologize. Don't ever. I said, for what? Well, I had no idea this thing had even bubbled up.
What have I been saying for 14 months now? Never, ever apologize. You do not apologize for being on the side of truth. You do not apologize for standing up to your Christian values. Never, ever do it. The second you do, what happens? They're not going to treat you better. Can you imagine? Oh, the left will suddenly sing Rush Limbaugh's praise. He's such a great guy. We love him. No, they'll get out the hammer. They'll get out the pile driver. And then they'll try and take you down finally with a kill shot. A rhetorical one, Media Matters. I do love having a free transcription service. We're going to do a liner. Media Matters. Sebastian Gorka's free transcription service. You guys, thank you so much. But it's key. Because if they smell blood, that's it. So let's return to the good mayor. Let's give Media Matters something to type up today. Buttigieg was at a CNN town hall where he did the, what is it called, an ellipsis? Where somebody says, well, I wouldn't say that. I would never say that. And then you go on and say it. This is how he used faith. And he used his putative. That's a big word for you guys at Media Matters. Look it up, putative. He used his putative faith because he's not really Christian in the way that Christians should be when they judge other people. Right, Mayor Pete, son of Joseph Buttigieg, leading scholar, Marxist professor, expert of Antonio Gramsci. Write that up, Media Matters. Pete Buttigieg's father was the chief expert on the most dangerous modern Marxist writer, Antonio Gramsci. Do write that up for me so I can retweet it. Is that where Pete Buttigieg learned his Christianity? At the knee of an avowed Marxist whose photograph to this day, despite having died a year ago, his photograph is on the front page of the Marxist Antonio Gramsci website. Let's listen to what Mayor Pete, how he's escalating his holier-than-thou stance. Mayor Pete, cut one.
Do you think it is impossible to be a Christian and support President Trump?
Well, I'm not going to tell other Christians how to be Christians, but I will say I cannot find any compatibility between the way this president conducts himself and anything that I find in Scripture. Now, I guess that's my interpretation, but I think that's a lot of people's interpretation, and that interpretation deserves a voice.
What a low life you are. What an utter low life invertebrate. I'm not going to use my Christianity. Oh, but I will. But I will. There's nothing in Scripture to justify this president's actions. How about this one? How about the fact that God tells us we are made in the image of our Creator, and He knew us before we were born. He knew us in the womb. And what do you say when you're interviewed on The View? Infanticide, who cares? The mom can decide whether you kill that baby. As opposed to President Trump, who said, had this to say at the March for Life, which is straight out of the Bible. Cut to.
All of us here today understand an eternal truth. Every child is a precious and sacred gift from God. Together, we must protect, cherish, and defend the dignity and the sanctity of every human life. When we see the image of a baby in the womb, we glimpse the majesty of God's creation.
Precious, sacred gift from God, every child. Look that up in your Bible, because you won't find it in Karl Marx's Das Kapital, Mehr Piet. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Your calls next on 833-334-6752. Are you one of the relief factor family on our show here? If you're suffering from daily pain, you should be. I suffered from a lower back pain issue for 9 years. For almost a decade, nothing I did worked. Until the incredible father and son team behind Relief Factor came to me and Pete and Seth Talbot said, try this, and I did. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free. And that's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans right now. And you can be the next success story. How do you find out if Relief Factor works for you like it works for me? It's so, so very simple. Go now to relieffactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less, and I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it every day twice for 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you like it works for me. Don't hesitate. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
The disdain these people have for us. You'd think, foot in mouth, days in a row, weeks in a row, and they're going to stop. No, they just keep on doing it. We discussed it yesterday. We're going to replay the audio of what Mike Bloomberg said to PBS in 2011. This is what he thinks of black and Latino men. Mike Bloomberg, cut 10.
This cohort of black and Latino males, age, let's say, 16 to 25, that don't have jobs, don't have any prospects, don't know how to find jobs, don't know what their skill sets are, don't know how to behave in the workplace.
So you're black, you're Hispanic, you're a male, you don't know how to get a job, you don't know how to behave if you get a job, and now it doesn't matter what skin color you are, if you work at Walmart or for Amazon, you're just to be done away with. This is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying what she thinks should happen to you if you work at Amazon or Walmart. AOC, cut 4.
The amount of money that you have can force the DNC to change their rules, but yes. The DNC would not change their rules for Cory Booker, Julian Castro, mm-hmm. Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. That is a that is an actualization of power. And we all know how I feel about billionaires. I don't think that in a place where 60% of Americans can't even, you know, make more than $40,000 a year, that the presence of a billionaire who largely makes their money off of businesses underpaying their workers like Walmart, like Amazon, like so on, should exist.
Should exist. They shouldn't exist. So those entry-level jobs, those jobs for people who maybe retired and want a little bit of income, they shouldn't exist. And what is it with, I love the way she, Julian Castro, Julian Castro. Is that how we have to say it? Castro, from now on? Are we like in a cheap Brazilian soap opera? Oh no, she's my sister, Julian Castro. Walmart, Amazon. They're owned by billionaires and they give thousands of people jobs. Oh, it just clicked. Sorry, guys. It just clicked. Isn't this the genius? Isn't this the 80-pound brain that got the Amazon deal for New York canceled? I just remembered. This is how she covers her base. Not her base, you know what I mean? She covers her. This is her excuse. We don't need those jobs. Amazon, Walmart, black men. Latino men. Oh, and then we forgot the cut from Bloomberg. Farmers, factory workers, they're just dumb. He actually said they don't have gray matter. All you need is plant the seed, water it, and you're done. Put that piece of metal in the lathe and turn the handle in the direction of the arrow. That's the left. They have utter disdain for you. But we don't. We love you. As does the 45th President of the United States, my old boss, Donald J. Trump. Back with the one and only Joe DiGenova and Victoria Tansing. Don't go anywhere.